This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Naomi Lambert. Our guest this week is Elisabeth Sombart, renowned pianist. Her recent recording of Mozart piano concertos is the subject of our discussion. Would you provide just a little background about yourself for our listeners, Elisabeth?
Well, I can tell you immediately that I love England, I love London, I love the RPO. For me, it's an unbelievable journey to have made not only the Adagio, the Chopin, the Beethoven with them, but now what we are doing with Mozart is really an immense joy because we have great complicity. I know every musician of the orchestra. I mean, we are so much together, the conductor also. We have made all this with the same conductor. And this is very important in Mozart. Do you know why? Because we had the possibility with the Pierre really a year before to work so intensively, so in details, every phrasing to have, you know, sometimes we have not the time. We play a concerto with an orchestra and maybe a very good conductor, of course. But this work to unify the phrasing with orchestra and the piano, we have not the time actually to do that. It's such a joy, a pleasure, an achievement for us to have the possibility to do that. So, and we did it. So we are very happy. And I thank a lot England, London, RPO, and Pierre and everybody who made it possible.
So you're speaking about the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with whom you made this recording. That's a full-scale orchestra. Did you employ the whole orchestra for the recording, or was it a reduced number of performers?
We used exactly the numbers that each concerto is different. The chords were the same for all concerto, but we did exactly what Mozart asked.
I see that you recorded four of the concerti. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, that's a good question, because when you play a Mozart concerto, you always think this is the one. But you have this sensation for every concerto you play. I really love them as much, the four. Maybe the 4-8-8 for the slow movement, because it was the first time that Mozart wrote in this tonality. I think it's the first time and the only time, I don't know how, if you say this in English, where Mozart used this tonality. So he really opened his heart in a way that he never did. I love the joy immense that we have in the concerto number 20, first movement, the poetry. And in every concerto, there is something unique, a phrase or two, who made me decide to do them. Sometimes it's not the whole concerto that I really love every note the same, but for some bars which are completely magic, or I think we have to do them magically, made me choose those concerto. So I cannot say, maybe if I had to choose 20, 21, 23, 27, believe me, I could not tell you.
Pierre Vallée, you have worked with him several times, right?
Yes. We did all the Beethoven concerto and the triple with the violinist, first violin, and cellist from the RPO. We did the Chopin concerto too, the number one and number four. And we did the Adagio, this very special recording. I choose the most beautiful Adagios in the story of the concertos, from Bach to Ravel. It was an enormous project, and we did this also together. We have brother in life, mm-hmm. biologic brother. And mm-hmm. we have the soul brother, the musician soul brother. And Pierre is really a brother in music for me. We just understand music together. And it's very important also for the orchestra to feel this community, this complicity between conductor and soloist.
Tell me, do you have any more projects in mind?
Yes. Normally, we will do some more for Mozart concerto next year. Somebody told me, why don't you do the whole integral as you did with Beethoven? But you know, it is not the same, because when you play the five Beethoven concerto, you really make a journey where from the number one to the number five, we have a life journey with at the end, the death and the resurrection. And you have in all five concerto every single color of what our soul and experiment in life. In Mozart, it's not like this. Every concerto, of course, is interesting and is maybe lovely, but it's not like this. You have to do them all to really give the message of an experience where one get to the second one and the third one, and you know what I mean. But the eight I've chosen are the eight concerto I really think are the most beautiful.
I hope you'll come back and talk to us about the second album of the Mozart Concerti.
Yes, I would love to. I would love to. This will be next year.
So yeah. One more very quick question. I was looking at your website and I was very interested to read about your interest in musical phenomenology, which I read is the ways in which human beings respond to sound. What a fascinating subject.
Yes, we had a great master, and Pierre Vallée, of course, is also committed in the phenomenology of the music, and that was Maestro Cilibidache, Sergio Cilibidache. He was the first one, really, who gave this teaching. All the law, les lois, yeah, the law, how to hear the sound and their harmonics, and how to put them together to create a one relation and the unity. So how can we get out of the successivity of the playing one note and another, but how to find the relation, the high point, how to create the relation to be one? This is in one word, but it is 500 pages of pedagogy, and it's a long wait also, awareness of how to hear and to play differently.
Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth. It's been wonderful speaking with you today. And I can't wait for our listeners to hear your new album of the Mozart Piano Concertos. I know they're going to love them.
I do. Thank you so much.
Our guest on Preview has been pianist Elizabeth Sombar. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. Thank you for your support.